Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank Him, to praise Him for who He is and what He's done in our lives. Saints, have you taken the time to reflect back on your life to see how awesome God really is? Last time we were together, I asked you to just think about it'll muster up the praise, it'll muster up the healing, it'll muster up the deliverance. Just think about what the Lord has already done. You see, we become ungrateful when we fail to think about what He's already done. We have so many things that's happening in the world that we live in. In this country alone, wars and things are just happening and happening and happening and happening. It is easy for us to get caught up in the happenings of this world. And then when anything happens to us, then we fall apart. God is calling the people of God to think about who He is and what He has already done. This morning, I need to recapitulate and remind you that God has done marvelous, marvelous things in your life. God has blessed you, God has healed you, God has made ways for you before. Wherever you are today is nothing compared to what He has already gotten you through. Let us not be self-centered, but let us center ourselves on our Savior. Can I say it to you again? Let us not be self-centered, but let us center ourselves on our Savior. He's the one who supplies every need we have. I choose not to worry. I choose not to be afraid. I choose not to fall into the trap of the enemy. I need you to join me today. But what makes the process much easier is when you think about what He's already done. Do you hear me this morning? When you think about what He's already done, I understand the doctor may have given you a report. I understand people are being enlisted in this war. I'm getting phone call after phone call. Pastor, please pray. My child, my nephew, my cousin, my grandchild has been now going over to the war. Listen to me. We have to trust God that He knows what He's doing. Everything has a season and a reason. And our job is not to play the role of God, but our job is to submit to our God. It is very difficult. The hardest job I have as a pastor is to minister to people who are going through a crisis. The reason why it's the hardest is because we say we have faith in God. We say we have our hope built in God. But as soon as something goes wrong, we don't want to hear, "Trust Him." We don't want to hear, "He has it under control." Because if it goes any way like we don't want it to go, then we lose our faith. But here's the call of God today. Will you trust Him? Your trust deters your worry. He's got you. It's so much. Yesterday, I went in the office and it was so many reports due. I said to the Lord, "Let's do one at a time." Because I refuse to get worried. I refuse to get stressed out. I refuse. I choose to trust God. This morning, if I don't give you any word of excitement, this morning, if I don't give you anything to make you call other people to say what a great prayer call it was today, I want to give you this. Trust God. Trust His wisdom. Trust His doings. I never will forget when I was praying and I didn't understand what God was doing. And I was upset because I needed God to give me a home run. But yet I experienced a defeat in my estimation. And God told me these words, "Trust my hand." I mean, I'm sorry, "Trust my heart, excuse me. Trust my heart when you don't understand my hand." And that's the call of God to all of us today. We must trust the heart of God. He loves you. He's giving you his grace and his mercy. He died while you were yet a sinner. When you were not thinking about God, God was thinking about you. Why can't you trust him now? You trusted him before, and he got you through it. As a matter of fact, there were times you didn't trust him. But according to his will, he brought you out. He saved your soul. He healed your body. He provided for you. Today, in this moment, whatever is going on in the world that we live in that's on fire right now, the call of God is for us to trust him. I know that you think you're smart. You went to the university. I know you think you're smart because you had great mom who taught you mother wit. I know you think you have the answer to everything because you know everything you think. But God has a will, and his will be done, and he's not interested in popularity. We need God. God doesn't need us. He inhabits our praise, but that's to benefit us. He lives inside of what we do to praise him because that's who he is, but he doesn't need us. We need him. We need him to breathe. We need him to have our being. We need God. So much is happening. One of my ministers said something. I was working on a report last night, and I was so engulfed in it. And one of my ministers came in and said something that I didn't know she even said it to me before, but she said one of her colleagues died, and so much is going on in her world. And I was, I knew they had some things they needed to do, and I said, let me help her with this. Let me solve this problem, take this off her plate, because she's so great in ministry helping me. And she said, no, Pastor, I need to do what I'm doing. And I immediately yield. And the Lord said to me, stop trying to be me. I know what I'm doing. Because my heart is never to have others hurting. My heart is to be fair. But God says, this is not about democracy. This is about theocracy. I know what I'm doing. Before you were born, I was already. Can I give that word to you today? Can I tell you to let God do what he does? Can I tell you that God loves you too much to hurt you? Can I tell you today that you are in the right place, experiencing the right thing? It landed at the right address. And as cruel as it may be, God says, trust my heart when you don't understand my hand. Trust that I know what I'm doing because I've never failed you before and I'll never fail you now. This morning, I rose with a renewed spirit. God, you got this. I didn't think I was going to be able to get all the work I needed to get done yesterday done. And yesterday was Tuesday. That's the day of preparation for the message for Sunday. How are you going to be able to contemplate on the word of God when you're doing this and you're doing that? God says, I'm God. You've been there before. It's been overwhelming before. And I'm going to bless you because I'm with you. I choose not to worry. I choose to worship. I beg you, my brother, and I beg you, my sister, to make a conscious decision to let God arise in your life. He knows what he's doing. You're worried about stuff you can't control. It's going to happen. Listen to how harsh this is. The pastor is being very harsh this morning, but listen to how harsh this is. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The Lord wants to know, what you going to do? Well, Pastor, if it's going to happen, why do I even pray? Because prayer is key. It's your faith that unlocks the miracles, the blessings and the decisions of God. I beg you today not to become so analytical that you miss out on what God is doing in your life in this moment. God said, I come to heal you. Not just a physical healing, but a spiritual healing as well. It's a mental healing. You've been stuck on you. God says, now be released to me. What a joy, what a privilege it is for us to have a God who knows everything, who's everywhere, and has all power. This morning, I beg you, I urge you, as I started out on Sunday, I want you to trust God. I want you to think about. I want you to think about what he's done and give him praise for where you are. When Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, what Paul was saying is, it is not my strength that I depend upon. It is the strength of the Lord. And I beg you today, as you go about your day and things happen and people are calling you and they're dumping on you and they're throwing stuff in your spirit, that you safeguard yourself by thinking about how awesome and how wonderful he is. He's using you to be a blessing to somebody else. He's using you to be a blessing to your family. He's using you to be a blessing to the people who are surrounding you. I believe God today, and I choose not to worry, but I choose to worship. Now, there is a difference. I told you on Sunday that you have to thank him by thinking. Thinking produces your thanking. I told you that on Sunday. Now, I'm telling you to worship. When you worship, it's a little different. Because the thinking and thanking is the praise. God has done it. He's done it before. God has healed before. God has delivered before. That's the praise. But the worship is different. The worship call is to give him glory. It ain't happened yet. Excuse my grammar, you educated folks. It ain't happened yet. That's what worship is. Wait a minute. I'm praying for healing and I'm still sick. What do I do? I worship. Faith is so when it's not so until it becomes so. Speak those things that be not as if it is already. Faith is so when it's not so until it becomes so. I want you this morning to gravitate to the truth of who you are. I was in Atlanta this week, and there was about 2,000-3,000 brothers there. And I told them that we have too many professing Christians but practicing atheists. They were in awe. How could that be so? Because it's not about what you say out of your mouth, it's what you do. Faith is a doing. Faith without works is dead. And this morning you worried about something. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to you. You're worried. You're stressed out. You're trying to figure it out. God is saying you're not smart enough to figure this one out. You got to trust me. You got to walk one step at a time. One of the little babies yesterday, I go into the infant room every quite often, and she was trying to walk. She's just as smart and beautiful as they come. And she kept looking up at me, and I was trying to say, put your other foot up. Come on, you can do it, you can do it. And the more I talked to her, the more she kept looking up at me. She wasn't taking my instructions. She was looking at me because she wanted to know, whoever has me, do they have me secured? And when she took one step in front of the other, I start celebrating her. Yay, yay, yay. She did it, and she got excited, started smiling, and then all of a sudden she decided to take another step. It was when I was getting ready to let her go, she got nervous again. God is saying to you, my brother, God is saying to you, my sister, I ain't going to let you go. I'm going to let you go through something so I can strengthen your legs. I'm going to let you go through something where you won't have to totally, you know, feel like life is easy. I'm going to strengthen your character. I'm going to strengthen your being. That's why we go through what we go through. It's bringing tension. When I go to the gym, I don't want to go through all those things that I do, but it brings tension on my body to strengthen my body that I may stay in a firm, fit situation where I can be strong. To you, my brother, to you, my sister, this moment is your moment. This is your moment to show the Lord, I'm with you, Lord. Not just when I'm happy, I'm with you when I'm sad. Not just when I know what I'm doing, I'm with you when I'm confused. I don't know why it's happening this way. I don't know what's going on. This world is wicked and crooked, and we got stuff going on everywhere. The president's just lying back and forth, and I'm sorry to all of you who may support him. But the reality of it is you got to tell the truth, and the truth is I've never seen anyone, all of them lie, but not to the level that he does. But I can't concern myself with that. God is doing something. And when God is doing something, our job is not to worry. Our job is to trust him. I told you Sunday, I want you to start thinking. It'll cause you to start thinking. I'm telling you on Wednesday, I want you to start worrying. I'm worshiping by not worrying. That's what I want you to know today. That's what I want to throw in your spirit today. I'm not worrying about it. I choose not to worry. I'm not going to worry. Now, here's the word of God out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I want to give this to you, and we're going to pray. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. This is an interesting American Standard Life Bible version. I'm only going to read four words out of this text. I'm only going to read four words. Get ready for it. Because it blessed my socks off yesterday when I was preparing to meet with you all this morning. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Listen to the words of it. God supplies all needs. Amen. That blessed me. That means your mental needs, your spiritual needs, your physical needs, your financial needs, your health needs, your children needs, your grandchildren needs. God supplies all needs. I ain't gonna worry. Let people get upset with you because you ain't falling apart with them. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. God is calling the people of God to trust his heart today. And don't worry about what's going on with the hand because I'm stirring the potty sand. I'm causing some things to be uprooted. Don't worry about what's going on. You're just going to have to trust that I got your best interest at heart. What is the word of God to you today from that Philippians chapter 4, verse 19? God supplies all needs. Here it is. Our need supplier. That's who he is. Our need supplier. So why would you worry if he supplies your needs? I know. You say, well, Pastor, I got some wants too. Well, your wants are not important. We all have wants. I want $1 million right now. I want $1 million right now. But you know what I need? Can I tell you what I need? I need good health. Wait a minute. You didn't catch it because you're still sleeping. It's too early in the morning. I want $1 million right now. Give me $1 million. But can I tell you what I need? I need good health. When I go into the hospitals and I see people struggling to live, and I can walk freely up and down the street, God, thank you for supplying my need. See, there are millionaires and billionaires who wish they could just breathe freely. You got some stuff that people wish they had because God has been faithful to supplying your need. This morning I rise as a witness, I rise to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the God Almighty Elohim El Shaddai. I stand to testify that he supplies all needs. If you can trust him, he supplies them. Worry, since I was there a few seconds ago, is an enemy of God. So every time you worry from now on, just know you are allowing the enemy of God to possess you. Oh, Pastor, don't say, yeah. Every time I told my stepmother, she's the most beautiful person you want to meet. She loves everybody and tries to take care of everybody, but she's a worry hawk. I mean, she worry about everything. God, I didn't see you in church Sunday, and you didn't tell us you were going out of town. Oh, you even didn't know what was going. Listen to me, Mama. I told her this. I said, God does not allow us to worry. He's got us. We cannot worry. It's an enemy of God. The enemy uses that tool to get you separated from God, to get you second-guessing God. If your rent ain't paid, you're going to have to trust God now. God, I did my part. I did the due diligence I needed to do. And if something is going to happen, then I need you to tell me, show me where I need to grow at. Maybe I do need to get a budget. Maybe I need to get put out because there's no education like devastation. Uh-oh, Pastor, you don't went too far. No. I want you to hear me. Because too often we teach people to have faith, but we forget that there is some self stuff. Faith without works is dead. You can't ask God for a miracle when you done blew all your money and now you say, I need a miracle. Everybody prays that I can change my rent and you done went to Macy's and bought two new suits so you can look good for church folks who don't care nothing about how you look or what you're doing. We have to watch our works so we can worship freely before the Lord. Lord, where I am, whatever state I'm in, help me to be content. Help me to be content that I may know your will and know your purpose. That's my prayer, and that's my prayer for you. You've come on this time of prayer and meditation, and we've been doing it for years now, and I got so many people on this call, and I'm so grateful to God that he's given me an audience to share his heart. He loves you so much, but we must always tell you the truth. It's time to worship, but you're scared to worship because you may not get a need. You may not get a want in your life, but the want is not what's important. It's the need, and God is our need supplier. This morning, I need you to trust him. Satan is a distractor. He wants to defeat you. So he continues to sow seeds of doubt so you can worry. I will not worry. I say it out loud. I will not let this overwhelm me. God knows what he's doing. He loves me too much. He's too kind to be cruel to me, and he's too wise to make any mistakes. Whatever happens in my life, God has preordained it before the foundations of the world, and it is making me, it is creating me, it is preparing me for something greater. That's why we're admonished to cast all of our cares upon him. We are admonished to cast all of our cares upon him. He loves us. He cares for us. The omnisciency, the omnipotence, and the omnipotent of God we serve gives us superpower to handle everything that life brings our way. The word of God today is very simple to all of you who are listening to me, and I'm glad I got your ear. It's time to worship. It's time to worship. No, I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, yes, I did get the phone call. Oh, yes, I did get the email. Oh, yes, I did get this. I did get that. I'm not going to worry. Because what it's going to be, it's going to be. But I'm going to trust God that he's going to either carry me through it or hold me in it. Oh, that was a good word right now. He's either going to carry me through it or he's going to hold me. Three Hebrew boys, y'all going up in that fire. Oh, yeah, three Hebrew boys, you're going up in there. You're going up in there. And this is how they, before they went in, they said to the king, live forever. The God we serve can, even if he doesn't. He's able to deliver us. That's the attitude of it is so, even when it isn't so, until it becomes so. That's the attitude I choose to worship. That's the attitude I choose not to worry. He came up in that fire, got him in it, and then brought him out of it. Then you going up in the lion's den. Oh, yeah, you going up in there, and then you guess what? I'm going to be with you. Guess what, Daniel? I'm going to take the hunger, the craving from the lion. You're so scared to go in because you know what it could do. But I also know what God will do. This morning, I rise as a witness. He's able. I rise as a witness. That he can exceed me abundantly above all that we could ever ask or imagine. This morning, I beg you, I urge you, to trust God, to believe God, and to stand firm on His word. Here's the question: how does God supply our needs? How does God supply our needs? With the word, the world of His provision. That's how He supplies it. He owns this world. So all of His provisions comes through it. God owns this world. 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 God owns. But Pastor, it seems like you're stuck. No, I ain't stuck. I'm trying to get it in your spirit. Can't nothing happen without His permission. So how does He supply our needs? With His world of provision. Here's another reason how. With His word of promise. What He speaks, it is so. Even if it isn't so, until it becomes so. My brother, my sister, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me clearly. God's word of promise, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. God's word of promise is stronger than anything you could ever think or imagine. And finally, how does God supply our needs? Not only with His word of provision, His world of provision, His word of promise, but also with His will of power. See, He has a will, and His will is powerful. What is in His will is greater than what is in your wants. I beg you today, let's trust Him. Let's honor Him. Let's believe Him. Let's stand firm in Him. Because Sunday I said, think, and it'll cause you to think. Today I say, don't worry, it'll cause you to worship. I want you to worship God. I want you to worship God. I don't know how, but I know you. You're going to do it. You're going to fix it. You're going to turn it. And I thank you. That's the word of God to you today. I want you to go away from this time of prayer and meditation saying, I'm in it to win it. He's my need supplier. He's going to take care of me. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for how you blessed us this morning. You've given us something fresh, fresh new dew. And God, we give you glory. We give you honor. And God, we give you praise. We thank you, God, for all that you have and is doing in our lives. Bless on this morning. Heal on this morning. Deliver on this morning. Whatever my sister is going through, whatever my brother is going through, remind them of the heart of God, that they understand the hand will do what it needs to do. Because God, you care for us. You love us. And we thank you for all that you do for us. Bless your people, God. Heal your people, God. Deliver your people, God. Give us the tenacity to believe and trust you, even when we can't trust you. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Hear your people, God, and we thank you. We live this morning to our neighbor. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for what you've done. It is in your hands, and we to you be the glory. We thank you for trusting in Brother Paul Myers. You keep on making ways for them. You keep on opening doors. You keep on dropping miracles. Yes to your will and yes to your way. And we thank you. We thank you for Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to heal. Continue to strengthen. And continue to protect. Yes to your will and yes to your way. We pray for Ashley and Michelle and God. So many times they thought the period would be placed at the end of the sentence. But God, you keep putting commas. It ain't over until you say it's over. So, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you and we magnify you. We thank you for Brother Ben Mobley. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to hold the people who hold him close. Now, God, for those who have brought prayer lists to the call, I pray, God, your blessings, your healing, your miracles, your salvation upon those they're praying for. Lord, supply every need. Lord, supply every need, and we give you glory. Now, God, as we shall leave each other, as we come to the end of prayer and meditation, remind us of the message today. We want to move and elevate ourselves from praise to worship. We want to move and elevate ourselves from praise to worship. We thank you for what you've done. Now, God, we trust you for what's to come. So, Father, thank you and give you glory. We give you honor. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for that word. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Everyone
have a blessed and covered day.
Have
a great day, everyone.
Have a great week, Lord.
Everyone have a blessed and productive day.
Have a good week also, in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The call is no longer.